From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is taking executive action to allow up to 5 million additional Americans with federal student loans to cap their monthly payments at no more than 10% of their income. NPR's Craig Windham reports the relief is slated to be available to borrowers starting next year.
The president says too many young people are saddled with too much debt when they leave school.
The average borrower at a four-year college owes nearly $30,000 by graduation day. Americans now owe more on student loans than they do on credit cards.
Obama signed a memorandum to expand the number of people who can cap their student loan payments to include those who took out loans before October 2007 or stopped borrowing after 2011. He says the plan already covers those with more recent loans.
We know it works because we've already offered it to millions of young people.
Obama is also urging the Senate to pass a bill coming up for a vote this week that would allow an estimated 25 million Americans to refinance their student loans at lower interest rates. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
An audit by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says it's found that upwards of 100,000 veterans have experienced long waits for health care appointments at VA medical facilities across the country. In more than half the cases, the audit says veterans waited 90 days or more. The audit was ordered after a scandal over long wait times for treatment at a VA facility in Arizona. However, the report made no mention of whether long wait times at that facility were to blame for a number of deaths. VA Secretary Eric Shinseki was forced to resign over problems at the VA. The U.S. Supreme Court won't stop payments under a settlement stemming from BP's 2010 oil spill. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the decision is a blow for BP's efforts to scuttle a multi-billion dollar deal it reached with private oil spill victims.
BP wants the Supreme Court to determine whether businesses should have to show proof of direct harm from the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. A federal appeals court has already rejected BP's appeals, noting that the company agreed to criteria for business claims that did not require evidence of a causal connection between the disaster and economic losses. Plaintiffs' lawyers say the Supreme Court's ruling will allow businesses to receive the compensation they're rightly entitled to. A BP spokesman says it will allow hundreds of millions of dollars to be irretrievably scattered to claimants whose losses were not caused by the disaster. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Hospital officials in New Jersey say actor-comedian Tracy Morgan remains in critical condition following a multi-vehicle pileup Saturday on the New Jersey Turnpike, though they say he is more responsive than he had been initially. Morgan suffered severe injuries, including a broken femur and nose, several ribs, and underwent an operation on his leg. A 63-year-old passenger in Morgan's vehicle died. Officials said the limo was returning from a performance in Delaware when it was struck by a semi-tractor trailer. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 18 points. This is NPR. The NCAA says it has reached a $20 million settlement with former players over college-themed basketball and football video games produced by the company Electronic Arts. According to the league, it's agreed to provide the money to a group of plaintiffs headed by former Arizona State quarterback Sam Keller. Details of the settlement were still being finalized. The agreement comes as the NCAA is also headed to federal court in California. A former UCLA football star is alleging the league used player images in broadcasts and video games without compensation. The chief of staff for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he had no role in the plan to close lanes at the George Washington Bridge last year. He's the highest-ranking official to testify before a state legislative committee. NPR's Joel Rose has more.
Kevin O'Dowd told lawmakers that he had no part in the plot to cause days of traffic jams in Fort Lee, New Jersey, apparently as an act of political retribution.
I had no prior knowledge of or played no role in the decision to close the lanes at the bridge last September.
O'Dowd spent a full day on the witness stand in Trenton. O'Dowd testified that he doesn't know why his subordinate, Bridget Kelly, wrote the email that set the plot in motion. O'Dowd says he believed Kelly when she told him she wasn't involved. Before the scandal, Governor Christie had nominated Kevin O'Dowd to be the state's attorney general. That nomination stalled because of the scandal, but Christie says he still supports O'Dowd for the job. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey is also investigating the lane closures. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. The price of crude oil was up $1.07 a barrel to end the session at $104.41 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.